Hello, and welcome to another episode of Apple Snacks. This is your host, Gage Milton, and today we are going to be talking about more USB-C. So, there are some rumors flying around that Apple is going to be forced to put USB-C on the iPhone for maybe, I don't know, the iPhone 14 or maybe iPhone 15. The rumors are saying that there will be a USB-C iPhone or no port at all. So, at this stage in life of Apple, I don't think we're ready for a portless phone yet. Wireless technology is not quite there yet to justify no ports. And just out of the box, like, my car uses CarPlay through a wire, and I would need either some kind of Wonko dongle, which I would pay for, not Apple, to connect my phone to my car, and that would just cause all sorts of issues. There already is that type of technology out there, but it's slow and, like, it doesn't work quite well. So already out of the gate, I need a port of some kind. I could use USB-C. But then, like, if you take off the port, that's just, like, what happens to my battery bank? Like, I've got portable battery chargers. I've got a MacBook Pro. I've got other devices that could become a battery backup for my phone if my phone happened to be dying. Then that could really cause a problem. So that's another reason I need a wire every once in a while. And then just transferring a ton of data. Like, I tried transferring a few videos from my phone to my Mac over Lightning, and it took a long time. Very long time. So USB-C would speed that up significantly. Like, the iPad Pro is very fast. The MacBook Pro is very fast. The iPhone Lightning port, not so fast. So I would say the next iPhone should definitely have USB-C, but I can see a world where everything isn't USB-C because Apple has a magic trackpad, a magic keyboard, a magic mouse, the iPad, the regular iPad, the cheap version, the student version, the beginner version, however you want to say it. The Apple TV remote, AirPods, and AirPod Maxes. I'm trying to remember what other things use Lightning. Like, Beats use Lightning at one point. I think they're using USB-C right now. I don't remember. But anyway, all these devices still have Lightning, and they don't need USB-C. Yes, it would be nice if they had USB-C, so I could just carry one cable around. But that's the thing. Carrying one cable. So it sounds like when you say you want to carry one cable, you're not going to carry a Lightning and a USB-C cable in your house because you've got the cables plugged in somewhere. So from what it sounds like, people don't want to take two cables out of the house with them or have to keep track of two cables. So here's a not perfect solution, but this is what I would do for the start of the transition from Lightning to USB-C, if I was being forced to do it. I would put USB-C on the iPhones, all of them, every iPhone, especially the Pros. If they have to cut off somewhere, you know, make the Pros USB-C, make the non-Pros Lightning, but that's just stupid. Make it USB-C. So iPhones are USB-C. iPads are USB-C. It doesn't matter what iPad it is. Make the iPads USB-C. It would just benefit from everything. And the MacBook Pros and anything that you take outside with you. So even the AirPod Maxes, not necessarily the AirPod Pros and the AirPods, because they have cases that give them like a 24-hour battery life. As long as you're charging these at home, you do not need to charge them on the go. And they have got wireless charging, so I've never really used my Lightning port to charge a pair of AirPods. I always wireless charge them. And there's just a wireless charging dock in my house. Just plop them on there and they are charging. So I never need to take a Lightning port for my AirPods. So check, no Lightning port for them. I don't really need to take a Lightning port for my mouse, keyboard, or trackpad because they're sitting at my desk and I've got a Lightning port on my desk. So check. My iPad Pro already has USB-C, all right? So I just take a USB-C. And right now, the only device that I take with me that could potentially die, even though my phone will last 2 days. But, like, you know, let's just say I'm on a trip. I need to go and charge this thing. You know, like, let's say I'm going on vacation. I need to take cables. I have to take a Lightning cable and a USB-C cable so that I can charge my computers and my phone. Yes, I could swap out the Lightning for a wireless charging dock or something, but, you know, that's slower and clunkier. So it just makes sense. Anything that has to go with you would be USB-C. So let's say I go on a business trip or a vacation, and I'm taking a MacBook, an iPad, an iPhone, a pair of AirPods, even a pair of AirPod Maxes, just to, you know, throw something in there, something kind of different. And what else? I think that's it. I don't really need to take a keyboard, trackpad, mouse, or Apple TV remote with me. So out of all of those, right now, only the iPhone is the odd one out. So switching the iPhone to USB-C is perfect. But I don't think USB-C needs to go to everything, because can you imagine? I just bought this Magic Trackpad with Lightning, and all this trackpad needs to do, and the keyboard and the mouse, is take in power. It doesn't need data. Well, maybe the keyboard and the trackpad do, because they can plug, but they're very small latency of data. So they don't need USB-C. They don't need the power. The Lightning will be just fine. Just fine for them. And if you tell all these products to switch to USB-C, that means Apple has to spin up a new machine and they have to re-engineer these devices from the ground up. And some people will be glad about the Magic Mouse. They hate how it charges. I personally don't mind that the charging port is on the bottom of the Magic Mouse, because the Magic Mouse lasts for months. And when it gets low on battery, it tells me. And then when I'm done with that workday, I just plug it in and walk out, and I come in, unplug it, and boom, it's back to 100%, and I get a few more months of use. So, you know, that's just something else right there. I don't really mind. It'd be cool if the Magic Mouse had USB-C or wireless charging, but, like, I wouldn't go out and buy a new mouse, trackpad, keyboard, or Apple TV remote if they suddenly went to USB-C. But that's costing Apple money, which they will probably charge us for. If they have to re-engineer all these devices, they would probably charge a little bit of a premium. So, Lightning is fine on certain devices, but the iPhone absolutely needs USB-C. It is almost embarrassing when you're out in public and you need to charge your phone, and every Android user out there has USB-C, they've got fast charging, they can charge their phones with reverse wireless charging or whatever, and they can charge each other. And the iPhone is supposed to be the cool kid, you know? Like, that's what it's all about. You know, the blue bubbles versus the green bubbles. And you need a Lightning port. You've got the slow port. Yeah. You know, it's not about all the embarrassing stuff. I don't really care about that. But I'm just saying, as a company as a whole, as, like, me owning an iPhone, anytime I'm with people who use USB-C, then I have no choice. I cannot charge my phone if everyone around me has USB-C. My Mac can't charge my iPhone because I have a cable for my Mac to plug into the wall, which is USB-C. My phone was USB-C. I could just unplug my Mac and plug in my phone, and then my phone would charge up, and then I plug it back into the Mac, and it would be fine. So, yeah, it's a little bit of a debacle right there. Like, I know I'm just rambling on about iPhones need USB-C, but it's really true. So I am really glad to hear that Apple is hopefully being forced to switch here, because I don't know if you know this, but Apple makes a small commission off everyone who makes Lightning cables. Apple owns the patents to Lightning cables. So every time a third party person makes a Lightning cable, they have to pay Apple just a little bit of money. And that's probably why Apple is not letting go of the Lightning port, because they're making a ton of free money. Like, a ton of money. So if they convert iPhones to USB-C, all these third-party manufacturers will not be making Lightning cables anymore. They will make USB-C cables, which is an open standard, I believe, from Intel. And it's a it's public domain. It's like anyone can make USB-C. Yes, there's certain qualifications you need to do to get it up to good use, but no one has to pay anyone for USB-C just to use it. But Lightning, everyone has to pay Apple a few cents, maybe dollars, I don't know. They have to pay Apple commission for Lightning. And yeah, right now I've got a ton of Lightning cables laying around because every device I buy comes with a Lightning cable, which is great. I love having Lightning cables. I am glad the new Lightning cables are now USB-C on one side and Lightning on the other. That's at least kind of solving a smaller problem. So I can now just take this cable with me and I know my Mac can now charge my phone, but it's still not a perfect world. So iPhones definitely need USB-C. Everything doesn't need USB-C. And the reason why I'm kind of like on the fence of turning everything to USB-C from my point of view, it doesn't matter, like, you know, if Apple has to redesign the wheel and, you know, remake all their keyboards and mice and trackpads and Apple TV remotes or AirPod cases. But I've got a lot of Lightning cables. And what am I going to do with all these Lightning cables if Lightning just goes extinct? So that's why I would like to see a transition. All new devices get USB-C, you know, like in the future. So right now, our next phone or the iPhone 15 gets USB-C. And then when that happens, every device on Apple's website should go over to USB-C. And then by the time I need to buy a new trackpad, a new mouse, a new keyboard, a new Apple TV remote, a new AirPods, whatever, they will come with USB-C. And my old Lightning cables will be so old and so brittle that they'll be just falling apart and I will not look back. And I'll keep around a Lightning cable, kind of like I still keep around a 30-pin iPod connector, because I had a couple of devices with the 30-pin. There was the old iPods, there was the old iPads. I never had an old iPhone with the 30-pin, but I keep one in my emergency cable bag that has like every cable for charging. So if I go on vacation and I go to someone's house and they happen to have a device with that type of cable, I'll be able to help them charge, because most of the time they've got one cable and then they lose it or something like that. So I still keep around a 30-pin connector, funny or not. So I will always have a Lightning cable with me because there's a bazillion phones out there. I still have a ton of devices on Lightning, like my old iPhone XR is sitting around in a box somewhere. But if I ever want to power them up, I'll use a Lightning cable. So I'm not saying that I will just throw away all my Lightning cables, but it's time for them to retire. You know, they've had a good run. It's very nice that you could charge them from any way, forward or backwards. And they were small. They are smaller than USB-C, so the iPhone will have to get maybe a little bit thicker, which that means more room for a bigger battery. So I'm not complaining about that. So it seems like a win-win. Apple just needs to, you know, give up some money and give their users what they want, which in turn will make more sales because people will buy this iPhone, even if they bought like an iPhone 13, I don't know, like a few months ago. They might just go up to a 14 if it had USB-C, because this is really cool. And USB-C can just charge super fast. You know, like, have you seen a OnePlus? The OnePlus phones, they can charge like crazy fast. There's other Android phones out there that just charge super fast. Imagine if iPhones, with their huge batteries, especially for the iPhone 13 Pro Max, but could also charge crazy fast. That's like the dream world. And USB-C could do that. You know, the battery technology, who knows? Like, you know, you might catch your phone on fire. I don't know. I'm not an expert in batteries. But it just sounds like the future. Everything is on USB-C. Why not the iPhone? So thank you so much for listening. If you have any questions or comments, you can tweet at me at iGageIt. And I will talk to you in the next one.